Ready to decode the mysteries of online dating photos? You know those make-or-break visuals that can have you swiping left or right in a heartbeat?
Yeah.
Today, we're joined by an expert on crafting captivating dating profiles.
Okay.
Minneapolis-based photographer Shannon Kathleen.
Right? I've heard of her.
We've got a stack of her advice, articles about her process, and even some case studies from her clients.
Interesting.
So we're diving deep into the psychology behind a picture-perfect profile.
I'm game. What's fascinating about Shannon's work is how she goes beyond just snapping pretty pictures.
Okay.
She sees online dating photography as a strategic tool.
Yeah.
Almost like its own visual language.
Okay, let's unpack that. What do you mean by visual language?
Well, think about it. On dating apps, your photos are often the very first thing potential matches see, right? It's your initial impression.
Sure.
Your chance to grab someone's attention before they even read your bio.
It's true. Sometimes I catch myself swiping left before I've even given the profile a chance, just based on the photos.
Exactly. And Shannon gets that. On her website, she calls it understanding the rules of the game.
Okay.
It's not about being vain.
Right.
It's about being strategic.
Okay.
She emphasizes showcasing your true self, but in a way that resonates within the context of online dating.
So it's not just about looking good.
Right.
It's about conveying something deeper.
Exactly. Take her client Luke, for example.
Okay.
He's one of her case studies for successful dating profile transformations.
Right.
Apparently, his dating life totally changed after he updated his photos with her.
Okay. Here's where it gets really interesting. What kind of transformation are we talking about?
Yeah.
Did he go full-on makeover montage?
Well, we don't have all the juicy details, but from what I gathered, it wasn't about making drastic changes to his appearance.
Right.
Instead, Shannon helped him showcase his personality and interests in a way that was genuine and, crucially, visually appealing. Remember that picture superiority effect we talked about?
Right, the idea that our brains are hardwired to remember images better than words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shannon taps into that by encouraging what she calls authenticity photography.
Okay.
It's about capturing those candid moments of joy.
Right.
Those genuine smiles that draw people in.
So instead of a stiff pose studio shot, you might see Luke laughing with his friends at a baseball game or walking his dog in the park.
Precisely. It's about telling a story with your photos, giving potential matches a glimpse into your life.
Yeah.
What makes you tick? That's what she means by lifestyle photography. It's not just about the clothes you're wearing,
right,
or the background of the photo.
Uh-huh.
It's about capturing the essence of who you are.
So we're talking about capturing authenticity, but I imagine there's still an art to it, right? Like, I love a good candid shot, but some of my candid photos are, let's just say, they don't scream swipe right.
Right. And that's where Shannon's expertise as a photographer comes in.
She's got a knack for finding those flattering angles, those little moments of magic that might not happen in a typical selfie.
Okay, so what about the nitty-gritty, the actual do's and don'ts of dating profile pics? I know Shannon has some strong opinions on those.
She does, and she breaks it down in a really practical way. For instance, she talks about the psychology of color in your photos.
Ooh, color psychology.
Yeah.
Now we're getting to the good stuff.
Right.
Tell me more.
Well, she says black is always a solid choice.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It's classic and sophisticated. But she encourages people to think beyond just neutrals.
Okay.
And consider what different colors communicate. For example, she says blue can project trustworthiness, which, come to think of it, is a pretty good quality to convey on a dating profile.
Makes sense. You're basically signaling like, hey, I'm reliable. You can trust me.
Exactly. And then there's red, which is often associated with passion and excitement.
Right.
Now, that might be great for a later date.
Yeah.
But for a first impression, it could be a bit much. I can see that. So what you're saying is choose your outfit colors strategically, just like you choose your profile picture poses.
Precisely. And speaking of things to avoid, Shannon is not a fan of neon colors in dating photos.
Really? Why is that?
She says they can be really distracting and even cast unflattering colors on your skin, which, let's be honest, is not the look we're going for.
No, definitely not. It's better to stick with more muted tones.
Generally, yes. And she also cautions against busy patterns and logos for the same reason.
Okay.
They can draw attention away from your face.
That's so interesting because I feel like people sometimes choose those things thinking it makes them look more interesting or unique. But it sounds like it can actually backfire.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between standing out and being the focal point of the photo.
Right.
You want people to be drawn to you, not your shirt.
Okay, so we've covered color. What about fit? Any advice there?
Yes. Shannon stresses the importance of choosing outfits that flatter your body type and accentuate your best features. She even has this really cool interactive style builder tool on her website to help clients choose clothes that photograph well.
That's amazing. It's like having a virtual stylist right at your fingertips.
Right.
I love that she goes the extra mile for her clients.
She does. And she even offers recommendations for local stylists if you want a full-on makeover experience.
Wow.
Talk about a comprehensive approach.
Okay. Last but not least, let's talk about the dreaded group photo. Is that a yay or nay, according to Shannon?
Oh, that's a definite nay.
Okay.
And she's got a really interesting explanation for why they don't work.
Okay.
Even if you think you're showcasing your social butterfly side.
Okay. I'm all ears. Tell me everything.
Well, Shannon says it all comes down to how our brains process information.
Okay.
Especially in the context of online dating.
Right.
She explains that when we're scrolling through profiles, our brains crave simplicity. We're making split-second decisions.
Yeah.
And a group photo just throws too much information at us at once.
So it's not even necessarily about making it clear who you are in the photo. It's about not overwhelming people with too much visual stimuli.
Exactly. Our brains are wired to focus on one thing at a time.
Right.
And in the world of online dating, that one thing should be you.
So no group photos. Got it. But, you know, it occurs to me that even with all the best tips and tricks, some people just dread getting their photo taken. Any advice from Shannon for calming those pre-photo shoot jitters?
You're absolutely right. The mental game is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is that Shannon doesn't shy away from that aspect at all.
Right.
In fact, she addresses it head on. She offers personalized consultations.
Okay.
To help people feel more comfortable and confident in front of the camera.
I love that. It's like she's not just a photographer. She's a confidence coach, too.
Right.
What kind of things does she do in those consultations?
Well, for starters, she helps clients identify what makes them unique and how to showcase that authentically in their photos. She really digs deep into their personalities, hobbies, and even their dating goals to create a visual representation that feels true to who they are.
That makes so much sense. It's about figuring out what story you want to tell with your photos and then finding the best way to tell it. But what about the actual photo shoot? Any tips for like relaxing and getting those genuine smiles?
Yes. She's got a whole section on her website dedicated to feeling comfortable during a photo shoot. She encourages things like visualization and positive affirmations, which might sound a little woo-woo.
Right.
But hey, if it works, it works.
Right. Whatever helps you feel more confident. I imagine she also has some tricks up her sleeve as a photographer to help people loosen up.
Oh, absolutely. She's all about creating a relaxed and fun atmosphere during her shoots. Yeah. She even talks about the importance of things like having good music playing.
Yeah.
And taking breaks when you need them.
It's those little details that can make a big difference. I bet her clients feel so well cared for. It's more than just a business transaction. It's like she's really invested in helping them put their best foot forward.
Exactly. And that really speaks to her holistic approach.
Yeah.
She understands that getting great dating profile photos isn't just about the technical aspects of photography.
Right.
It's about the whole package.
Yeah.
Confidence, self-expression, and putting yourself out there authentically.
And that's a powerful message, especially in the often overwhelming world of online dating. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the art of dating profile pics, what's the key takeaway you hope our listeners walk away with today?
You know, I think the biggest lesson here is that your online dating profile, especially your photos, should be a reflection of the real you.
Right.
Not some idealized airbrush version. It's about embracing your quirks, your passions, and your unique personality, and letting those shine through.
Because at the end of the day, you want to attract people who are drawn to the real you, right?
Exactly. And when you approach online dating with that mindset, it becomes less about trying to fit into some mold.
Right.
And more about showcasing what makes you, you.
I love that. It's about owning your story and telling it through those captivating visuals.
Precisely.
So to our listeners out there navigating the world of online dating, remember, your photos are a powerful tool. Use them to tell your story authentically, confidently, and with a little sprinkle of Shannon Kathleen's wisdom. And who knows, your perfect match might be just a swipe away.